The boxers have been given their instructions. The seconds are out. The crowd is ready for another edition of Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing with your presenter, the boxing historian, Greg Rashid.
Well, Swati Kup to everyone out there. And by the way, what you just heard was a crow. And this is Greg Rashid with another edition of Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. And I got to say, I'm eating crow, as I know a lot of you out there are, who looked at the Garcia versus Haney fight last week. Because on this show, I've been saying a number of times, oh, Haney's going to destroy Garcia if the fight comes to pass, because Garcia is just being too crazy. He's just, something's wrong. But we found out Ryan Garcia rope-a-doped every boxing fan in the world. I mean, he did a con job on everyone. It reminded me of when Muhammad Ali was known as Cassius Clay. First time he fought Sonny Liston. He did the same thing, not as outrageous and as nasty as filthy as Ryan Garcia was, but he did the same thing to the point that people thought, I don't know if this fight's going to come to pass. I think this guy might have a nervous breakdown. And that's what people thought about Garcia, and he shocked the world. He really did. If you don't know, if you've been under a rock or somewhere, disappeared, you've been on SpaceX with Elon Musk or something, what happened over the weekend is that Ryan Garcia defeated Devin Haney in a 12-round decision, knocking him down three times in the 7th, 10th, and 11th, and may have knocked him down two other times in the 7th, but the ref didn't call it. But it was, he made Haney look really just bad, even though Haney had some moments. But he exposed Haney, and Haney just does not have, he didn't have the ability. And people can complain like, well, he was 3 pounds bigger. It wasn't really a heavyweight, a welterweight title fight because of the weight difference and all that. The belt wasn't on the line. But still, Haney agreed to it. He told him that he would fight him no matter the fact that Garcia was 3 pounds over. It didn't matter. And what happened is that Garcia whipped him. I mean, he whipped him, and it just exposed him. The fact is, Devin Haney, who was in my top five list as pound for pound, as well as with other folks, I was looking at him like maybe the next Floyd Mayweather Jr. as far as his style and all. And he still can get there. One loss doesn't mean the end of the career. But there were things in that fight that Garcia exposed, and Devin Haney's got to work on seriously avoiding that left hook. Because also, if you remember, sadly, Lomachenko, he kind of did the same thing. Haney beat Lomachenko, but Lomachenko, some people could say that actually Lomachenko won that fight. It was very close. And he did some things in that fight to kind of expose Haney. And Haney has to really tighten up his defense and learn how to do a proper shoulder roll. Not just bending down and all. Because when he bends down, and he's bending down to avoid punches, he's not throwing anything. Those are perfect shots. I mean, when he's squatting down, he can hook to the body easily. But he's not doing that. He's just like bending, finning, and all that. But he's not really doing anything. He has to work on that. His team, his father, Bill Haney, they have to really work on that with him. Because, you know, he was exposed in that fight. And I hope he comes back. I like Devin. I like him. I hope he comes back. But he has to work on some things. And also, what people have been saying, I was like kind of saying, he does have a punch. He really doesn't have a punch compared to Ryan Garcia, and that's just a gift. if you can, that left hook is a gift. I mean, it's like Julio Cesar Chavez's left hook was, or Joe Frazier. That's a gift. And Devin Haney doesn't have that type of power. So he's got to figure out something, how to keep people off him. Because if he doesn't, when he fights for the championship, he puts his championship belt on the line against whoever it may be out there he's going to fight next. It's going to be tough. He's been exposed. And, you know, they're talking about a rematch at a catchweight, or maybe if Garcia can come down. But Garcia's already said he can't get down to 140. He can't do that anymore. So I don't know. And frankly, right now, I really don't want to see a rematch between those two until actually Haney can prove himself and give some tough fighters. Because I don't see it. I think Ryan would just beat him again. But what do you think? What do you think about that? But we, you know, but I'm eating crow. I admit it. I made a big mistake in that fight. But anyway, as I was saying earlier, we're in Bangkok, Thailand, and this is the Show the Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. If you're new to the program, I want to let you know that we do fantasy fights on here. We use different modules to do that. Today we'll be using again Title Bout 2, a computer game, and we just put the fighters in there and just see what happens. Because I know if you're listening to the program, you're a boxing fan, so you're wondering, I know you've sat back and wondered, what would happen if Muhammad Ali fought Mike Tyson, and what would happen if Lennox Lewis fought Tyson Fury? I know you wonder that. So, you know, this is what we do on this program. And plus, we always talk about what's going on in the real world of boxing. And also at the end, we do a little music, too. We do a lot of music at the end. You know, so we got basically a variety show around boxing on here. And I hope you enjoy it, because a lot of people have. And I just want to thank all those folks all over the world that have been tuning in to the program. Really appreciate it. And I want to say a special thanks today to Pillow Donald, because he's the promoter of this fight today. And this fight today is going to be in the welterweight division, Oscar De La Hoya versus Vernon Forrest. But before we get to that fight, we're going to do a couple of boxing news and the news right now things. And I'm talking about today. This is Tuesday, April the 23rd. So some of this may be old by the time you listen to this, because a lot of folks listen to this program at their convenience. But we're going to have Danielle give you some updates of what's going on in the world of boxing. So let's hear that right now on the Show the Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
The undercard for the August 3rd fight between WBA junior middleweight champion Israel Madrimov and Terrence Crawford in Los Angeles, California, has been partially revealed. There will reportedly be an announcement this Wednesday in New York to make it official. The undercard will feature Isaac Cruz versus Jose Valenzuela, Andy Ruiz versus Gerald Miller, and Leo Santa Cruz versus Abner Mares III. Ryan Garcia's 3 knockdown, majority decision devastation of Devin Haney on Saturday night has paved the way for bigger fights in King Rai's future. With the grand upset, Garcia's options are wide open. Garcia didn't just defeat Haney in Brooklyn, New York. He battered him. And Haney knew it, immediately asking for a rematch for a chance to avenge his first pro defeat. But what would be in it for Garcia after such a dominating performance? Well, after missing weight by 3.2 pounds Friday, Garcia wasn't eligible to claim Haney WBC Junior Welterweight World Championship Saturday. Making weight for a rematch and defeating Haney again would allow Garcia to be crowned world champion. And why not have the rematch in the fight capital of the world in Las Vegas? During the post-fight press conference, Oscar De La Hoya said the only way a rematch with Tank could happen is if Davis meets Garcia at a catchweight. Making the bout happen would give Garcia the opportunity to avenge his only pro loss, a seventh-round TKO at the hands of Davis last April. Coming off the way he manhandled Haney, Garcia's stock is even higher, meaning the paydays for both Garcia and Davis would also be significant. Garcia did say in his post-fight press conference that his body struggles making 140 pounds at this point. If a formal move up to welterweight is in line for King Rai, a bout with Mario Barrios would make sense, considering he holds the WBC Interim Welterweight World Championship. That means a win over Barrios and Garcia would be an instant player in his new division. Ryan Garcia says he is open to a rematch with Devin Haney, but only if the WBC Junior Welterweight Champion can prove he is not damaged goods. Former undisputed lightweight champion Haney was on the canvas three times in the second half of his fight against Garcia at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York on Saturday night, losing a majority decision. The fight was billed as the decider between the pair of 25-year-olds, who had a long rivalry in the amateurs that saw them split six fights at three apiece. Garcia's professional victory hinged on his powerful left hook, a punch that was instrumental in knocking Haney down in the 7th, 10th, and 11th rounds and made all the more dangerous by the extra weight behind it after Garcia scaled 143.2 pounds for what was supposed to be a 140-pound contest. Garcia has been in fine fettle on social media, basking in the glory of his unexpected victory. "First, I got to see if Devin Haney will ever be the same, but if they want to run it back right away, it'll be easier this time because now he's damaged goods," he said. "I wouldn't mind fighting him again, but if I see my son get his ass whooped like that, I'm not doing no rematch for a minute." Garcia added that any rematch would have to take place at welterweight as 143 pounds is the lowest weight his body can make at this stage of his career. Weight was on the mind of Haney's promoter Eddie Hearn too. "When I saw him in the ring, I thought, oh my God, he's massive," the Matchroom boxing boss said to Box Nation. "Look at the pictures of him and the Gervonta Tank Davis fight last year. It's a different person. I think he had a huge physical advantage against Haney, but it doesn't matter because you accepted those terms. I don't think you should go back now and say, you should have. That's what I should have said to Henry Garcia, your son didn't honor the agreement of the fight. 3.5 pounds is a huge amount of weight." Hearn said he only gave Garcia 3 rounds in the fight, the ones in which he scored knockdowns. "At the end of the 9th round, I thought Devin's legs started to look really weak," he said. "I was screaming at Devin, all you need to do is box, because even if you stay on your feet and lose the last 3 rounds, you win the fight." Haney was circumspect in defeat. "Alhamdulillah Allah is the perfect planner, he makes no mistakes," Haney posted to social media. "Fought like a true champion. Got up off the canvas and kept fighting. I am 100% okay and would love to do it again while we both make weight." Tank Davis and David Benavidez will both return to the ring on June 15 in a PBC on Prime Video pay-per-view from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Davis will be facing Frank Martin, as expected, with Davis defending his WBA lightweight title. Benavidez is moving up to light heavyweight to face Oleksandr Gvadyk, also as expected, for an interim WBC title. The 29-year-old Davis, 29-0, 27-KO, hasn't fought since his April 2023 knockout win over Ryan Garcia, while Martin, 18-0, 12-KO, also 29, was last seen in July 2023, beating Artem Harutyunin in a fight that turned out more difficult than many expected. "Tank will absolutely be a massive favorite in this fight, but it really is about as good a fight as is out there for him right now, particularly considering he's working in-house with PBC on fights." Benavidez, 28-0, 24-KO, has moved on from hoping he'll land a fight at 168 with Canelo Alvarez and will campaign at 175. The 27-year-old monster physically dominated Demetrius Andrade last time out on November 25, the headline fight of the final Showtime boxing pay-per-view. The 37-year-old Gvadyk, 20-1, 16-KO, retired after a thumping 2019 loss to Artur Beterbiev, but made sort of a soft return in early 2023, fighting 3 times on the year with wins over Josue Obando, Ricards Bolotniks, and Isaac Rodriguez. Needless to say, Benavidez is a step back into the top level and a major leap in competition from those guys.
Well, thank you, Danielle, for that, and she's having a little problem with some of the words, but that's what happens when you use different modes to do your show. But anyway, hope you learned some stuff from Danielle today as far as boxing news. And I hope you appreciate that. I hope you really like hearing some of the boxing news, because I found out a number of folks because boxing's not in, you know, unless you're an aficionado, you rarely see it in newspapers as far as announcements and all. And I have a number of friends who weren't even aware that the Haney-Garcia fight was occurring, which really amazed me. But a lot of folks, it's not like the days of Tyson, Ali, where it was on the front page of sport pages, unfortunately. I think it's coming back. In my own way, it's coming back. And I have to say, even though that may be the case in America, over here in Asia, Japan, Thailand, in Europe, in Britain, Germany, etc., it's major news. It's on the front page. So hopefully it'll get that way in America. But anyway, we're going to get to our bout right now. And I want to thank Phil O'Donnell for suggesting this bout. And this is a welterweight bout, 12-rounder, Oscar De La Hoya versus Vernon Forrest. And some of you may not remember Vernon, but Vernon was tough. He was tough. And as you know, Oscar was tough too. But this is going to be taking place in L.A., so just sit back. Sit back, get your favorite beverage, just relax, and let your mind just wander. Because again, whoever wins this fight, that doesn't mean it's etched in stone. This is just fun. This is just fun. It's all what if. And if you like the fun that we have on this program, please go to my Patreon site, look for Nourished by History, and make a donation, $1 a month, whatever you can do to keep us going so we can get better equipment here, you know, get a better microphone, better, you know, a little bit of everything, you know, but it depends on you. Also go to Buy Me a Coffee, look for Nourished by History, and make a donation there. Really appreciate it. So wherever, you know, wherever you're listening to the program, just, you know, offer some criticism, some advice, and just thank you, as so many people have. I really appreciate that. But we're going to get to the fight right now. This is going to be De La Hoya versus Forrest. So let's hear that on the Show the Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. Featuring the one and only, I forgot to mention, because he'll kick me if I don't say it, the one and only, the legendary now, Knockout Nigel as your commentator.
Cheers. This is Knockout Nigel coming to you from the Forum in Los Angeles for a 12-round welterweight bout between local favorite Oscar De La Hoya and Vernon Forrest. The sold-out arena is here to cheer their man De La Hoya on. I want to thank Golden Boy Productions for providing me this golden bottle of Golden Boy Bubbly. Today's bout will be scored on a round system. The judges are John Thomas, Harry Gibbs, and Jerry Griffin. The referee will be Jack Rice. The fighters have been given their final instructions. Before the bell sounds, I will open up this Golden Boy Bubbly and take a swig of it. Oh my God! The smell of this bubbly is repugnant. It smells like a sewage system mixed with rotten eggs and old baby diapers. My God! Let me put the cap on this bottle. My stomach is so queasy that I need a Tums. My God! The fighters converge at center ring. Forrest misses with a combination. De La Hoya misses with a counter combination. De La Hoya lands a 4-point right hook that had sweat flying off Forrest's head. De La Hoya misses with a left jab. Forrest clinches. He may be hurt from the right hook. The ref separates the boxers. Forrest lands a 2-point left cross and 2-point left jab. De La Hoya lands a 5-point left cross that sends Forrest into the ropes. The crowd is in a frenzy, sensing their man may end this one very soon. De La Hoya lands a 3-point combination. Forrest cannot get off the ropes. His corner is telling him to throw a counterhook. Forrest lands a 2-point left hook and a 5-point right cross that buckles De La Hoya's knees. I guess Vernon heard his corner. Forrest lands a cross. De La Hoya clinches as the bell sounds to end round one. That was a hard round to score as Forrest came on at the end and rocked De La Hoya. The crowd senses their boy has a tough road ahead. De La Hoya scored 13 points to 11 points for Forrest in round one. I need to score another Tums because my stomach is still rattling as the bell sounds for round two. Forrest lands a four-point right lead for 4 points. De La Hoya is backing up as that shot stunned him. Forrest misses with a left jab and combo. De La Hoya is showing some good head movement. Forrest clinches. The ref separates the fighters. Forrest is trying to cut off the ring. Forrest lands a crushing left hook for 6 points that knocks down Oscar De La Hoya. The crowd has let out a collective gasp. Their man is down. De La Hoya gets back to his feet at the count of 7. The ref asks if Oscar wants to continue. Forrest lands a combination for 5 points that buckles De La Hoya's knees. He may go down again. Forrest lands a 2-point left jab and a 5-point right uppercut that sends De La Hoya into his corner. Forrest is admonished for rabbit punching for his follow-up left hook as De La Hoya was ducking down. The fighters are in ring center. De La Hoya lands a 6-point combination that knocks Forrest to the mat. Forrest jumps up at the count of 1 and complains to the ref that he slipped. The ref ignores him and gives him a standing 8 count. Forrest is angry and rushes De La Hoya. De La Hoya's 4-point straight right stops Forrest in his tracks. Forrest clinches as the bell ends round 2. The pro De La Hoya crowd is screaming their love for his comeback effort in that round. That was a hard round to figure out because of the 2 knockdowns. I give a slight edge to Forrest. Forrest had 22 points in round 2, while De La Hoya had 10. Ryan Garcia has walked over to tell me I should try the Golden Boy Bubbly. He said ignore the smell because it is a kicker. Maybe I will try it once my stomach stops churning. The bell has sounded for round 3. Forrest rushes out like a man on a mission. He throws a 5-point right hook to De La Hoya's gut that doubles him over. De La Hoya immediately clinches. The ref separates them. At ring center, Forrest lands a 5-point left cross and 6-point right uppercut that sends De La Hoya flying into the ropes. Forrest lands a 3-point left uppercut, a 3-point right cross, and a 4-point left hook to the stomach. De La Hoya is helpless on the ropes. Forrest is pounding De La Hoya with combinations to the head and left hooks to the body. Oscar is not fighting back. The ref steps between the fighters and stops the fight. De La Hoya's corner had already thrown in the towel, but the ref did not see it. This crowd is stunned. At 1:59 of the 3rd round, the winner by TKO is Vernon Forrest. Forrest is booing the stoppage, but the ref did the right thing. Forrest goes over to De La Hoya and hugs him. Oscar has tears in his eyes, but he is smiling. The crowd gives the fighters a warm round of applause. This was a stunner. I was certain De La Hoya would easily handle Forrest, but Vernon was too strong and cagey for him. Okay, King Ryan wants me to taste the Golden Boy Bubbly. He will hold my nose as I sample it. My word, that is the best bubbly I have ever tasted. Wow. Ryan Garcia said he drank it every day when he trained to fight Devin Haney. This drink is superb. Let me return you to our Bangkok studio. This is Knockout Nigel, your humble announcer. Cheers. Wow, this bubbly is amazing. I will bring this to the after party.
Okay, Knockout Nigel, calm down. But anyway, hope you enjoyed that fight quicker than I thought it would be. And I actually thought Oscar would beat Vernon Forrest. But I remember, you're a boxing fan. You remember when the first time Forrest fought Sugar Shane Mosley, and everyone thought Mosley was going to just walk through him. And he knocked Mosley down and just beat him up in that fight in 1 in 12 rounds and won the welterweight championship with that. Yeah, Forrest was really underrated. You know, classy guy, did a lot for his community, and he tragically was murdered at a gas station in Georgia. You know, after, you know, he's 38, he was making a come, you know, he had been out for a while, he was making a comeback. And, you know, just a shame, but never forget Vernon Forrest, just a legend. If you don't know much about him, Google his name, look at some of his fights, especially his first Sugar Shane Mosley fight, and check it out. And you can see, like, yeah, he could give Oscar De La Hoya in that era a tough time. He was an underrated fighter, but I hope you enjoyed that fight. Again, I want to thank Pillow Donald for suggesting that fight. And if you want to be a promoter like Pillow Donald was, all you have to do, wherever you listen to this program, just leave a comment and say, I want to see this fighter fight this fighter. I want to see this. And I'll be more than happy if I have the fighters. And like I said, except for, actually, I got Devin Haney. I have Anthony Joshua. I have Tyson Fury, Daniel Dubois, and a lot of the current women fighters, as far as new fighters. But as far as most of the fighters I do have, they're from 2010 on back. So I would suggest anyone from 2010 on back, please, you know, say that, you know, I like to see these fighters fight each other. I want to see them in the ring and about. And I'll be more than happy and mention your name as I did with Pillow Donald on the program. You can become a promoter. And like I said again, if you want to promote the program by becoming a Patreon or going to my Buy Me a Coffee site, please do that. I really appreciate that. But right now, we're going to shift some gears now. Because like I tell you, you know, we do music on this program too. And I want to honor, because I have been waiting for this for a long, long time. Big Mama Thornton, and some of you may not know her, but people who have followed my programs for years, for over 20 years, know that I love Big Mama Thornton. And I've played her numerous times on all my programs, be they music, sports, news. I always throw in some Big Mama Thornton. Well, she was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is located in Cleveland, Ohio. Overdue. A pioneer as far as the creation of the sound of rock and roll music. Because without her, the sound would be completely different. You're talking about Janis Joplin having a different sound, who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Big Mama Thornton should have got in there way earlier than Janis Joplin. Tina Turner, who had the same sound. You know, and Elvis. I mean, Elvis's first big hit, Hound Dog, it came from Big Mama Thornton. And right now I'm going to play a couple of her songs, starting with Hound Dog, because I know some folks may not have heard of Big Mama Thornton. He may be a boxing fan, but it's like, you know, I don't know this music. So I'm going to play right now Hound Dog by Big Mama Thornton on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
bit of Big Mama Thornton there, who was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was They Call Me Big Mama. And before that, we did Hound Dog. And, oh, I got a text here. Oh, Knockout Nigel. He wants me to play some more Big Mama Thornton. He says, yeah, he's loving it. So, okay, I'll play a couple of more songs by Big Mama Thornton. Let's do Laugh, Laugh, Laugh on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
Laugh, laugh, laugh at me.
bit more of Big Mama Thornton. That was Rockabye Baby. And before that, we did Laugh, Laugh, Laugh. I know some of you are saying, well, my goodness, isn't this just a boxing show? Yes, it is, but also it's entertainment. And we can do whatever we want on there when it's entertaining. And by the way, I know some of you will not be able to hear the music because if you're listening in some countries and on YouTube, they won't play the music. So you might hear nothing but silence after the fight. But a lot of you will hear the music, especially those of you who listen on KUHS Denver.com, created by the one and only Henry Archuleta. Those of you who listen on that station every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Mountain Time, they'll hear the music. And I got another note here. This is from Danielle. She's saying, you know, there's another group you haven't mentioned. You're talking about Big Mama Thornton getting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, what about Kool & the Gang? They got selected in there last week. Okay. You want to hear a little bit of Kool & the Gang? Okay, I will do that. But I want to tell you right now, I'm not going to play. A lot of people know Kool & the Gang just by Celebration, Disco Nights, and songs like that. Some of the songs that were from the late 70s and 80s. But the Kool & the Gang that I love started in the late 60s. And they were my favorite group. I followed them everywhere when I was growing up in Washington, D.C. and saw them perform many times. I'm crazy about them. Still am. So I'm going to play a couple of Kool & the Gang songs before we get out of here. I'm going to do right now, from their first album, this is Kool & the Gang. That's the name of the cut, Kool & the Gang. So let's hear that on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
Yeah.
And that segment was dedicated to one of the newest inductees in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was legendary, the one and only, one of my favorite groups ever, Kool & the Gang. And that song was Message in the Music. Music is a message. I should know this song. I played it a billion times. Music is a message. Followed before that, we did Pneumonia. And then we did Kool & the Gang. The name of that song was Kool & the Gang from their first album. And I hope you enjoyed this segment on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast as we dedicated the final portion of the show to Big Mama Thornton and Kool & the Gang for getting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is located in Cleveland, Ohio. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in today. And, you know, we play music on here. It's boxing primarily on here, but we get into a little of everything because it's all about fun. It's all about fun. That's all it is. And I just want to thank everyone that listened to the program again. As I said before, some of you may not be able to hear the music in some parts of the world. I'm sorry for that. But YouTube tends to ding folks if you play certain songs and all that. But hopefully the majority of you will have heard that segment. But again, I just want to thank everyone again. Go in love and go in peace. I want to thank Knockout Nigel for another great commentary. And thank again Pete O'Donnell for being a promoter on the program. You can be a promoter too. But again, it's all about fun on here. Just having a good time, letting your imagination run wild, because we got so much going on in this world that it just takes you away from yourself at times and just enjoying the beauty of the world. And there's a lot of beauty in the world. And every morning, as I always say, when you get up, go to the mirror, look at yourself and say, I love myself, and give yourself a hug. If you're sight impaired, get up and just hug yourself and say you love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't do anything. You can't, you know, you just can't function. You can't function, can't help anyone. You can't do anything. Because it's all about love. It's all about that. So do what you can to bring some positive energy and love to your community, wherever you live in this world. Do what you can to help a senior, help a young person, help someone in need. Do what you can, because that's all it's about. We're on this sphere together, so do what you can to make it positive. But again, this is Greg Rashid. Go in love and go in peace. We'll see you the next time on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in, my friends. See you next time for another edition of the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. Please don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe to this podcast. Thanks.